Singer and pianist Norah Jones's first album, released 2 years ago, has sold 18 million copies, a runaway hit, especially for a singer on a jazz label. The new sequel sold more copies in its first week than any other CD did in its debut week in 2.5 years. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead weighs in, but first, a little Duke Ellington.
Duke Ellington's Melancholia from 1953. That's minor Ellington for sure, but Norah Jones heard some hidden potential and turned it into a Tony Bennett-style saloon ballad.
I hear children playing, laughing so loud. I don't think of your smile. So if you
that's Jones's own lyric, and while it's no masterpiece, she remakes Ellington in a convincing way, which is something, especially for a relative novice. That tune closes her new CD, a case of burying the lead, but then it'd be hard to follow up Ellington's rich harmonies with her usual blues and country-tinged fare. Jones's CD, Feels Like Home, resembles her gazillion-selling debut in many particulars, but it would have been ungracious for her to dump her loyal band after sweeping last year's Grammys. I'm not really a fan, but it's easy to hear why folks took to her sultry vulnerability, and her lush voice now sounds more seasoned and mature. 2 years of frequent gigs can make a difference.
What am I?
You could make your own list of Norah Jones's influences, including jazz, Depression-era ballads, Memphis R&B, and Bonnie Raitt's blues-pop hybrids. Her broad frame of reference makes for built-in crossover appeal. Garth Hudson and Levon Helm of the band The Band sit in a time or two, connecting Jones to their not-quite-placeable musical Americana, even if the great Hudson is buried in the background. Guitarist Kevin Bright's Humble Me is one of the better songs, oddly enough, because its lyric feels cribbed from several sources, like an old folk ballad. A single mom's particular tale of woe turns into a generalized prayer.
Went out on a limb, gone too far, broke down at the side of the road. Stranded at the outskirts and the sun's creeping up. Still fast asleep, dreaming of better days. I don't want to call you, but you're all I have to turn to. What do you say when it's all gone away? Baby, I didn't mean to hurt you. Truth spoken whispers will tear you apart. How hard you resist it, it never rains when you want it to. You humble me, Lord. You humble me, Lord. I'm on my knees, empty.
Some songs are weaker. There's a country ditty with guest Dolly Parton, so desperate to be catchy, I was sick of it the first time I heard it.
Please, please.
Nora Jones's Feels Like Home must be the twangiest CD ever on Blue Note, and is part of the jazz label's partial rebranding as home to quality pop singers like Al Green and Van Morrison. This trend confirms that, commercially speaking, it's better for singers to be associated with jazz sophistication than to actually sing jazz. Okay by me if Jones sticks with original tunes instead of standards, but maybe she could lighten up on all the slow and melancholy stuff. Melancholia being defined as brooding without sufficient cause. Ms. Jones, cheer up. You're rich.
Kevin Whitehead writes for the Chicago Sun-Times, The Absolute Sound, and Downbeat. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Naomi Person, Monique Nazareth, Anne Baldonado, Patty Leswing, Ian Chillog, and Jessica Chu. I'm Terry Gross.